When Clara Benson arranged to meet Jeff Wilson on the steps of the Texas State Capitol after just a few email exchanges on OKCupid, it felt like something big was going to happen. Jeff was a wildly energetic university professor with a freewheeling spirit. Clara, a sensitive, reclusive writer just recovering from a quarter-life existential breakdown. Within a few days of knowing one another, they decided to embark on a crazy travel experiment. 21 days from Istanbul to London with zero luggage, zero reservations, and zero plans. Based on Clara Benson's viral Salon.com article entitled The Craziest OKCupid Date Ever, her new book, No Baggage, A Minimalist Tale of Love and Wandering, is the story of her luggageless adventure. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Clara Benson to the roundtable this morning. Clara, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. So what were you thinking?
At what point? when I said yes to the trip, or while we were traveling with no baggage?
What got you to the steps and to say, this seems like a good idea to go on this adventure for 21 days with nothing?
You know, I had a lot of reasons why I should have said no. I mean, I hardly knew Jeff, the professor I met on OKCupid when we left. But I had this feeling that there was something waiting out there for us and that I needed to just do it, even though it was illogical. And I was curious, too, to see what would happen.
Were you curious about the trip, the journey, or the potential of romance, or all three?
Yeah, it was definitely an all-of-the-above situation. The way that we kind of rationalized the trip to ourselves was that it was going to be a travel experiment. And the idea was that we would, you know, two strangers, near strangers, would drop into this unfamiliar setting and have to figure out everything in the moment, from where we were going to stay at night to where we're going to go next, with very little expectation of what might happen. And so we were both open to things going really wrong or being uncomfortable, but we wanted to test ourselves and see what would happen.
Do you go into a project like this saying, well, the worst case scenario is I get a book out of it, or are you about halfway through and you go, oh my Lord, this would make a good book?
Honestly, I had no idea that I would be telling that story. We took that trip as a personal challenge, and it wasn't until 5 or 6 months later, actually, that Jeff and I were sitting around, and he said, you know, that's kind of a good story. Maybe you should think about writing it up. And so I did, submitted it to Salon, but that was really the first inkling I had that other people might find the story interesting as well.
In taking on a trip like this, let's tackle the minimalist part of this. You could have gone on this trip and had more than what you had, which was simply a green dress and a small purse with a comb, a toothbrush, and a credit card, and still have been, you know, fairly crazy in what you were doing, right?
Right, yeah. And that actually was the original plan. That was the original plan, is to bring a backpack. And then a week before we left, Jeff called and said, you know, it still isn't challenging enough. So let's get on the plane with just what we're wearing and see what that does to the experiment.
So what does it tell you, or what did it tell you initially about this guy that he wanted it to be more challenging?
You know, he is a character, and I knew that right from the start, that he likes pushing back on social norms and playing with expectations of how things are supposed to be. And at that point in my life, I was looking for something different and surprising. And so he totally fit the bill, and I was excited to see what happened.
When you go on a trip like this, at what point, because, I mean, you write about this, obviously, but at what point do you start thinking, oh, God, this was a mistake?
You know, it was a little bit counterintuitive. I was most worried about that at the very beginning, because I had no idea how I was going to wash my clothes, or, you know, how bad it was going to be, where we were going to stay. We landed in Istanbul without knowing where we were going to stay that night, and we vowed to stay with locals instead of in hotels. So I think initially I was thinking, what have I gotten myself into? But actually, as the trip unfolded, I began to relax and realized washing clothes isn't hard. You just need soap and water, hang them to dry. And traveling in the moment also, there's an art to it that kind of begin to slide into after a few days of practice. And, you know, any trip has its ups and downs. So there were definitely moments on the road when we were tired and dirty and not sure where we were going to find a place to stay for the night. But for the most part, it was a lot less horrible than I expected.
Is there a point where you start thinking, and then when do you start discussing, or did this not come up right away? I mean, you write about it, but I'm curious of where it comes up in the conversation between the two of you about the future, of how you end at the end of this journey, then what?
Yes, we had that conversation towards the end of the trip. And anyone that knows Jeff knows that he's very anti-future, thinking about what's going to happen and planning too much. The trip was very much a reflection of his personality. But we did have that talk, I think, in part because we were both surprised that when we landed in London, our final stop, that we actually still liked the sight and the smell of each other. And so, yeah, on the flight home, we decided that back in Austin, we did want to see where things went. We still weren't sure at that point, but we wanted to give it a shot.
In looking at this, what is it that you think grabbed people in the article that you wrote on Salon that made it go viral and that struck a chord with people? Because I guess we've all had that dream of just getting on a bus and going somewhere.
Yes, everyone's had that thought at some point in their lives. And I think the appeal is the fact that it's kind of a modern fairy tale. I mean, you've got girl meets boy, and then they run off together, and it doesn't end horribly, you know? We finish our adventure being fond of each other in a bigger way than when we started. And so, yeah, there's something about that running off to the unknown that I think is really appealing. And a lot of people want to do something like that. Maybe not traveling with no baggage, but taking a risk.
Is this a good way to get to know a guy?
You know, I don't recommend people necessarily meet someone on the internet and then take off with no baggage. But yes, I do think that having an adventure or traveling, you know, to scale, whatever it is for you, is a really good way to figure out the measure of a person and whether you connect with them, because you can't maintain your masks in the intensity of the moment. You really find out who someone is.
I mean, it's an unconventional way of finding out. Do you ever wonder if the feelings that you're having are because of the unconventional nature of it and you have perhaps soured the experiment, or that it makes it all the more truer?
For me, I think it does make it more true. It's when you're traveling and you're exhausted and jet lagged and, you know, you're having to make decisions in the moment, it really shows you what that person is made of, for better or for worse. There's no hiding anything. And so I think it's like pressing fast forward on a relationship, things that you're eventually going to discover no matter who you're dating. You know, it's always going to come out, but putting yourself in those high pressure experiences that have highs and lows, you see it a lot sooner, which definitely happened for Jeff and I.
You talk in the book a lot, and I obviously don't want to give away the ending, how you classify your relationship now.
Yeah, so, you know, the relationship when we took the trip was just like the experiment itself. It was undefined, open-ended, very modern, I guess. And we wrestle with that as the trip unfolds and we find ourselves getting closer. You know, are we going to do this in a traditional way and have labels, boyfriend, girlfriend, or are we going to continue to do things in a more unstructured way? That's a major point of tension and at times drama in the story. And I think it's something a lot of modern couples can relate to.
So do you consider yourself to be taken now or still single?
Oh, taken's a complicated word, but no, I think Jeff and I consider each other partners in a lot of ways, and yeah, we are still together, and things are definitely a lot more defined than they used to be, but we still have that element of openness and exploration in a lot of the things that we do.
At what point do you start to question when a guy says, I want to live in a dumpster?
You know, he brought that up on the first date. He said that he was planning another experiment when we got back from the trip that involved an alternative dwelling structure, and he left it at that.
Right.
And again, I was just at a point in my life where I was open to almost anything. And so I guess the idea of living in a dumpster as a science experiment, testing the limits of space, it was acceptable. I don't know. And I'm also really interested in surrealism. So it fit perfectly, actually.
So science and art, okay, better than just somebody wanting to live in a dumpster.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a wild year. He lived in the dumpster for a year after we got back from our trip. So really, the experimentation has not stopped.
Well, the name of the new book is No Baggage, A Minimalist Tale of Love and Wandering. It is published by Running Press. Clara Benson, thank you very much for spending time with us. My best to you and your partner.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, No Baggage, A Minimalist Tale of Love and Wandering, published by Running Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.